Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, it gives us peace in our hearts and joy likewise when we know that we have thy living and wonderful word in front of us. When we can be partakers of it and to read its pages and to know that we are reading of thy graciousness and of thy goodness, thy great love that thou dost have for us, and how it is that thou wouldst have for us to walk in this life. Help us to be obedient to this thy word. Help us to be submissive unto thee and to the leading of thy Holy Spirit. And bless us one and all now in this evening hour as we would listen to and hear what thy Spirit would speak to us. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. For our reading this evening, I'd like to read the familiar story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found in Daniel chapter number 3. Daniel chapter number 3. That's page 964 in the Pew Bible. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 80 cubits and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Wherefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations and the languages, fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? If ye be ready at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonied, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. May God. King Nebuchadnezzar had experienced many things in his life. He had become a king, as we even prayed here together, that took a great portion of the known world at that time and was in control of much of it. And the Lord, because Israel fell into idolatry, had Nebuchadnezzar to go to Jerusalem and to besiege it and to take them from their land into Babylon. And so they were there, and there had been, again, great things happening in King Nebuchadnezzar's life and these dreams that he had. He had a dream in the previous chapter and in the chapter following, and there were very many ups and downs, and it seems he had a bit of lack of control of his emotions, because he was in times of great fury, and as we read here in this evening hour. And then if we look at the previous chapter, he is so thankful that Daniel was able to interpret his dreams, and he was overjoyed, and he gave many great gifts and promoted Daniel and all these things. And so we just see the things that were going on in his life, and we have this privilege to see the great things that the Lord was doing and working through King Nebuchadnezzar and the children of Israel who were there in the land at this time. So we see that King Nebuchadnezzar has it in his heart, in his prideful heart, to build a statue of himself 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide, made of gold, and would command that all the people, all the nations, all the languages, whenever they would hear some music, that they would have to bow down and worship this image that he had set up. And we know that of the Ten Commandments, the first commandment is that there should be no other gods before the one true God, the God of the Jews, and our God, as he would have it. It may have been some time since you've read the Ten Commandments, and I'd just like to read that first commandment given in Exodus chapter 20, where the Lord says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, no statue of gold that's 90 feet tall, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and as well as Daniel and all these others who were in captivity from Israel in Babylon, had been very clearly aware of this commandment of the Lord. This came way back in Moses' time. They had already had come into the land. They received these commandments. They had come into the land. They had many judges. Then they had many kings. And now they had come to this point where they are now in captivity. So they were well aware of this commandment that that the Lord had given, that God is number one, and should be no other God before them. And so these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were not going to make the same mistake that their forefathers made when they fell into idolatry and caused them to be taken into captivity into Babylon. They were not going to bow themselves. They were going to keep that first commandment of the Ten Commandments. They were going to worship God and Him alone, knowing that He is a powerful God and a jealous God, and He wants their full hearts. And so they kept the commandment of the Lord, and they would not worship this image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You know, to hear all these instruments that were listed here, to hear them play all at once must have been beautiful to hear. But then at the same time, it must have been very difficult for the Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and perhaps other Jews who would not bow to the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And so they would hear this music and they would know that, oh, the Chaldeans are watching us. They're seeing that we're not bowing down. There's going to be ramifications. And so there was. And so these Chaldeans noted that that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they heard the music, would not bow down and worship. And so they tell the king, and it says that the king had rage and fury, and he commands them to be brought to King Nebuchadnezzar immediately. And he says, if we're going to play the music, and if you bow down, everything's going to be okay. But if you don't bow down, then you're going to be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And then he says, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? King Nebuchadnezzar forgot what Daniel had told him. And King Nebuchadnezzar even said that said to Daniel that of a truth it is that your God is a God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. He already recognized, King Nebuchadnezzar, that there was a great God through Daniel, because Daniel had witnessed unto him of these things. And so, again, King Nebuchadnezzar, not seeming to have the best of character, forgetting things, getting into a rage, and then being happy at other times, he makes this declaration to them in his fury, in his rage, that who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Pharaoh said the same thing to Moses. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." But yet Pharaoh was shown who the Lord was. King Nebuchadnezzar was shown again who the Lord was. And all leaders and all men, great and small, will know who the Lord is. The Bible says that God has given a name unto Jesus that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. All will glorify the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar's, Pharaoh's, Caesar's, presidents, whoever they might be, all will bow the knee and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego respond to the king and say, "Oh, king, we're not interested. It doesn't even matter to us about this matter. You know, if you're going to send us into the burning fiery furnace because we won't bow to that image, God will deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Idolatry. God clearly states the first commandment is that there is no other god that that should be worshipped other than the one true God. In Isaiah, the Lord says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praise unto graven images." The Lord, he is the Lord. There is but one Lord, and he is to be magnified, and he is to be glorified, and him alone. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, the devil told him to bow down and worship him. In other words, commit idolatry. And Jesus responds to Satan saying, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Idolatry. There is but one God, and we are to love him and serve him and worship him and him alone. Here, Jesus is quoting scripture, and he's saying worship and serve, and those are synonymous. And we read that here in Daniel as well. In verse number 17, he speaks of serving and worshiping. Likewise, in 17, it doesn't speak of worshiping, but he's saying of serving the Lord. And then in verse number 28, Nebuchadnezzar is speaking of serving and worshiping. Serving and worshiping are synonymous. They go together. When we love our Lord and we want to worship him, we serve him likewise. We don't simply worship him and not serve him, but we worship him and serve him. And so Jesus makes that plain, as the scriptures say, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Daniel worshiped the Lord God, even in the land of Babylon, and him only did Daniel serve. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego worshiped the Lord their God, and him only they served. Not a golden image, not anything that a great king who promoted them already, as we read in the last verse of the previous chapter. They were promoted in the province of Babylon already, but they were not going to worship anything other than their Lord and their God. And they were only going to serve him. When we worship the Lord, when we serve the Lord, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had this faith that they would then be delivered. If we worship, serve the Lord, we will be delivered. As only the Lord can do. We will be delivered from the evil that is in this world, or we will be delivered up into the courts of glory. But either way, we will be delivered. And so it's very important here what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are saying. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. They knew where their deliverance was coming from. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They knew who they were serving. They knew the power of God, and they were going to trust in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar was coming to recognize that. And so when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made that declaration to the king that's over much of the known world at this time. He was in a rage and a fury before, but now it says he was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against them. And therefore he commanded, "Well, make the furnace 7 times hotter than it was normally heated up to." And then he commands the A team. He doesn't just get some of his soldiers or his workers to bind them, but he gets the most mighty men that were in his army to bind them. Was it likely that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a attitude about themselves that was dangerous? So he called the most mighty men and to bind them. And then the Lord works as he so beautifully does so many times, that as they're binding them and putting their hosen and their other hats and coats that they were had on and binding them, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace was so hot, that when these mighty men, the A-team, are casting in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace, they themselves not only are singed, not only are burned, but they are completely consumed by the fire that was coming from that burning fiery furnace. It slew them. And then meanwhile, nothing happened at all to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In fact, the bounds that they had were loosed, and they were walking around free in this fiery furnace that's 7 times hotter than it normally would be. And one is with them, their deliverer, the one who delivers. He is with them. Our Lord is with us when we don't fall prey to idolatry, when we don't fall prey to turning our hearts away from the Lord, to having anything come even close to the love that we have for the Lord. The Lord will be with us. When we serve and worship our God and not fall into idolatry, He will deliver us. Again, He may deliver us from evil, or He may deliver us into the courts of glory. For Daniel, when he was in the lion's den, he was delivered from that evil. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were in the fiery furnace, they were delivered from that evil work. But James, the apostle, was delivered up into heaven. He was beheaded. Stephen, when he made a declaration of the truth to the children of Israel, he was delivered up into heaven. Either way, the Lord will deliver us, and He will help us when we serve and worship Him and Him alone. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul's writing to them, and he says, "But we had this sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead." The Apostle Paul recognized he had been given some special power. He had been given the power of the Holy Spirit. He was able to do miracles. He was able to proclaim the gospel. He was able to do great things, but he didn't trust in himself. But he trusted in the power of God. And so he came to this recognition that he should not trust in himself, but in God who raiseth the dead. And then he says, "Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us." And so if we consider that verse, it's in past tense, he delivered us from so great a death, and then He doth deliver us in the present tense, and then we trust that He will yet deliver us in the future. And so we can place our trust in Him who we worship, in Him who we serve, that He will deliver us. He delivered us in times past. He delivers us now, and He will yet deliver us in times to come. And so we can trust in him, and we can glorify him, and we can serve him, and we can use these talents that he has given unto us to serve him, even as we were reading that parable on Sunday about the 5 talents, the 2 talents, and the 1 talent. Perhaps Daniel had 5 talents. He was able to interpret dreams. He worshiped the Lord with his windows open toward Jerusalem without any fear. He used the talents that he had and the wisdom that was given unto him to the benefit of the people and to glorify the Lord. He used his talents, his 5 talents. Perhaps Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego weren't able to interpret dreams, but they were faithful. And they were a good example to all those counselors and the sheriffs and all those other people who came and into the town and the rulers of the province to worship the king, the golden image. God will be with us. God will be with us when we yield our lives to him and serve him and serve him alone. When we worship him and worship him alone, he will deliver us. I'm sure you're all familiar with this verse in Isaiah 41:10. It's such a verse of comfort that we take when we're experiencing troubles. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." These are promises of God. Promises of God. He's speaking this to the children of Israel, and he's speaking it to the church today. He's speaking it to every true believer who worships the Lord and serves him and him alone. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." That's a promise. I am with thee. "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." The Apostle Paul recognized where his strength came from. It wasn't of his own self. He recognized that his strength came from the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego recognized that their strength came from the Lord. If they were going to be cast in the furnace, God would deliver them. It wasn't of their strength. It was God's strength that would deliver them. And if they weren't going to be delivered, they would from the evil of the fire, that they would be delivered up into the courts of glory. "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." This is God's promises. This is his faithfulness to us, that he will deliver us. He will be with us. He will provide for us. But ours is to serve him, and ours is to love him, and give our hearts fully unto him. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's what the Lord Jesus said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did that. They let their light so shine before men, and they saw their good works, and Nebuchadnezzar glorified the Father which is in heaven. Says here in verse number 27, "The princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, not one, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them." It was as just they were coming from inside of a building to the outside. There was no difference where they were, even though they were coming out of a burning fiery furnace. That fiery furnace had no power, because there is one who has greater power, and that was the one that they served, and that was the one that delivered them. And so they were faithful. They let their light so shine before men. And all the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselor being gathered together, they saw those men. They saw those men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so when Nebuchadnezzar sees them and they're coming out and there's no hair on their head, not one singed. Their clothing doesn't smell like smoke. They're not burned at all. They're not gasping from breathing in smoke or a lack of oxygen from the fire. Nothing. They come out and they're seeing this man who was full of fury because they wouldn't bow down when they heard the music to worship this 90-foot golden statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And now Nebuchadnezzar speaks and he says, and listen to this. This is glorifying your God, which is in heaven, because we're letting our light shine before men. Blessed be the God. These are the words of Nebuchadnezzar. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angels. And listen to these words that Nebuchadnezzar, a pagan king, says, he delivered his servants that trusted in him. Delivered his servants that trusted in him. God delivers those who trust in him, those who worship him, those who serve him. And King Nebuchadnezzar came to see this in truth. He delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. We are not to worship or serve any other god but our own God. The God who can do all things. The God with whom nothing is impossible. The God who is outside of time. The God who created all things. The God who is loving. The God who delivered up his Son for us all. And with his Son, he will freely give us all things. He will provide for us. He will provide for us. This is the God that we serve. And so King Nebuchadnezzar makes a decree that every people and nation and language, again, speaking to the character of this king, it seems that, you know, he goes from anger to making one proclamation, then another proclamation, and one proclamation is in complete opposite of the other declaration that he's making. And so now he's saying that if anyone would speak amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces. And again, why so violent? And their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no God that can deliver after this sort. And so the king then, once again, promotes them in the province of Babylon. God can do great things. God can do great things. But ours is to trust in him, that he will uphold us with his right hand, that he will strengthen us, that he will do these great things, because it's not of our own power. We fail, and we fail miserably when we think that we of ourselves can do some great thing. We're going to do this great thing for the Lord, and the Lord is going to be well pleased with this great thing that I'm going to do with the Lord. No, the Lord simply wants us to trust in him, to lay our lives into his care, and know that despite my weaknesses, despite my failings, despite my inabilities, the Lord can do great things. Moses recognized that. And so many other servants of the Lord recognize that. But ours is to worship him, and not anything of this world. You know, the Bible says that covetousness is idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry. And so in our time, if we saw a 90-foot golden statue, we wouldn't even look at it. Probably Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego never even laid their eyes on that statue either. And that wouldn't be an issue for us. But covetousness, the Bible says in the New Testament, is idolatry. That's idolatry. And so if there is something in our lives that we find is coming close to our love for the Lord, we need to take heed. Do we want the things of this world that's all going to pass as in that fiery furnace? You know, that fiery furnace was 7 times hotter than it was meant to operate at. But God says that in Peter's epistle, that heaven and earth is all going to get burned up, and it's all going to burn away. So that little fire in that little location in the province of Babylon was a small little fire, even though it was seven times hotter than it was normally operating at. The fire that comes from heaven is just going to consume everything away. And if we're not careful, we can have covetousness, which is idolatry, for things that are simply just going to burn away. They're just simply going to burn away. There is no longevity to them. And so we need to be careful against modern day idolatry of possessions, of positions, whatever it might be, even relationships or whatever it might be. There is nothing in our hearts that we should love more than the Lord. So the Lord is calling us to love him, to worship him, to serve him, and he will deliver us. He will deliver us. He will provide for us. That's his promise. And he is faithful and true and will perform the promises that he makes. At the end of Revelation, there is a proclamation that is made. Not a proclamation like King Nebuchadnezzar made, even though it seemed grandiose to all the people that were there. But there's a voice that comes out of the throne. And this is the proclamation that this voice that's coming out of the throne says, praise our God. Praise our God. Worship him. Worship him. Praise our God, all ye his servants. We are his servants. We have been given talents, some a little more, some a little less. We've all been given talents. We are to use them to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. To the honor and to the glory of the Lord. The voice that comes out of the throne says, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Amen.